Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf. The shir where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Yuma 19, talking about speaking or actually not speaking. The rabbis taught in a brisa, the Torah states, and you shall speak of them. The words of the Shema, the phrase of them, is exclusionary. It's exclusory and comes to teach you shall speak of them, but not during prayer. This means one should enunciate the words of the Shema loud enough for them to be heard, but while making requests of Hashem during prayer, he should do so silently. We know we also learn that from Chana. The notes point out also in Shmuel Aleph, her voice wasn't heard, that she said it loud enough that she could hear herself, but nobody else could hear her, and that's why Eli, of course, thought she was drunk, God forbid, and the Urim V'Tumim, the sources say, showed Shekeira, but really it meant Kishera. In general, though, when you speak, that's the way it should be. So it means that you have permission to speak, but you do not have permission to speak. The Gemara answers other matters. This excludes worthless matters, such as the idle chatter of children and conversation involving levity, Rashi points out in the notes. Rav Acha says, you shall speak them. Teachers, make them Torah matters a fixture in your life. Do not make them a temporary preoccupation. The verse indicates, the notes point out, that one's primary topic of conversation should be matters of Torah. According to this exposition, the verse comes to exclude all other matters, including those that are of some value. One should relegate matters other than Torah itself to a secondary level of importance. The point being two things. Number one, when you speak, make sure it's good things that you're speaking of, not speaking during davening. As many shuls have initiatives for many, many years, in general, speak the davening words, but not other things. You have permission to speak davening, but not others. And don't daven too loud, and don't daven too quiet that you can't hear yourself. But daven just so that you can hear yourself. Of course, Hashem can hear you, and other people don't have to be distracted. But make sure also, a fixture of your life for Torah, kaveya itim la Torah, it's one of the questions Hashem will ask us after 120 years, Kavata itim la Torah? Did you set aside set times for Torah? It doesn't mean that it has to be 11 p.m. every single night, in my opinion, but it means you have to set aside time every day. Some time, some aspect of your day has to be set aside, whether you do Shtai Mikro, or you do Daf Yomi, or you read those wonderful emails from the OU, something you could do to be Kovei itim la Torah in all of your days. Join us next time as we talk Yuma 20 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.